This is Heroes in the Moment.
Hi, I'm Michael.
And I'm Nathan.
Today, we're breaking down WandaVision Episode 7, Breaking the Fourth Wall.
Let's get it!
First off, spoilers ahead. So you haven't seen it, go watch it. Crazy ending. We will break that down at the end, so let's get right in.
So this whole episode was obviously 2000 themed. Yeah,
very 2000 sitcom.
Looked exactly like Modern Family.
Very Modern Family, very Office.
Very Office. Yeah. Like whole breaking the fourth wall kind of vibes.
It was very good. I love, and like everything about it was just, it made me feel very 2000s-y.
Dude, I loved it.
I thought it was very good.
And then it kind of starts off showing Wanda, and she's sitting down talking to us, and she just starts talking about the barrier expansion. Which is kind of weird because like, she's openly talking about
it. And it was so nonchalant, and they like everybody was like running and screaming in like the video and stuff it showed. And then she's like, oh, well.
Yeah, that was.
And she's honestly acting crazy. Like she really genuinely
Dude,
is.
She really needs a therapist, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like the whole episode, it was just showcase her grief.
Oh, 100%. Every single aspect.
I felt so bad for her.
I know.
But then the next pretty cool thing that we see is when Tommy and Billy come running in, even though they're not wearing, you know, their normal suits, they're wearing their comic accurate colors. Yep. You know, Tommy's wearing his green tracksuit and Billy's wearing, you know, his, red and blue. And
I was a little bit disappointed, though, that we didn't get to see more of their powers in this episode, little bit at least, especially Billy.
We saw with Billy. We didn't see anything
out of
Tommy.
We didn't see much out of Billy. We saw just a little bit of, you know, him with his head. But, you know, it was still really good. And we know we'll see them in the future. I hope, anyway.
Yeah. Right after that, when they're sitting down, they're playing, like, the Wii, which came out in 2009.
I know.
And then it turns into, what is it, like, the Atari, I believe, and to some other console.
They just keep going back in time all the way to Uno.
To Uno.
And they were just like, what's going on? And then she's just like, I'm resting my eyes.
So that was really weird, just all the stuff going back.
And it's just, she doesn't care anymore.
Yeah,
and it's showing, and it's really sad.
And then Billy kind of mentions that his head's really noisy to his mom. Mm-hmm. Like you said, she doesn't care.
She does
all,
not
man.
Care. And usually when you're a mother, you're going to care when your kid says, you know, their head's hurting. So it's really sad.
Which I'm guessing that's his powers, right?
He's definitely like hearing thoughts and abilities. And if that be true, then he has every single aspect of potential to be more powerful than her.
Oh, wow.
So
that'd be crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, he is their kid. So
ooh. Right after that, we see Wanda kind of throw off the colors, and she's still wearing her costume from the Halloween episode. So this whole timeline has only been about a week or so.
Yeah.
So not very long at all. And then the next significance we see is the box of cereal, which says sugar snaps.
Sugar snaps.
Snap, as in Thanos.
Thanos snap.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, never know. And then, you know.
And there's a clown on it, too.
There is a clown.
Showing kind of how she turned agents into clowns.
Yeah. That's probably pretty plausible. And then the milk bottle keeps glitching like the game.
Yeah.
And on one of the cartons, it clicked to a missing child picture. And if y'all know, like back, you know, early 2000s, 90s, there used to be a missing child like report printed on milk bottle cartons.
Yeah.
And that kind of little hint to that. And also because of the actual missing children in Westview.
Ooh.
So, and the many missing persons cases of Westview.
Okay.
So that's probably a big reason why they incorporated that in the show as well.
Yeah. And then it kind of cuts to Wanda talking to us about how she doesn't know how all this stuff is happening.
No, she's just like, I don't know why it's happening. Like, I don't understand why I can't control it.
But I'm guessing that, I mean, obviously she's losing it.
I think it's definitely her.
Yeah, because, well, it's showing the
red
on it.
Yeah.
And if it was, you know.
I think it's just the significance of it is that fact that she's just losing it. And she's really. She's just broken at this point.
Yeah, it's
and
sad,
then this
man.
Whole thing is just destroying on her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she feels like there's nothing she can do about it.
Mm.
So sad.
Some big sad.
And then it cuts to the theme song. It sounded very familiar. Very
just
Office.
Like the Office.
It sounded just
man.
Like
just
the
like
Office.
The
a
office.
Little tweaked, a little different. And then all we see is Wanda everywhere.
Yeah.
Just Wanda, 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 Wanda. And I don't really know why, except maybe because, like, you know, right now, the TV show itself is just completely based on Wanda.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Vision comes in at the end, very end, but it's really purely based on Wanda.
And there's also a brief shot in the middle where she says, I know what you're doing, Wanda. So I'm guessing that might be Vision.
Yeah.
Because he does know what she's doing, or someone outside.
Or someone on the outside.
Or Monica.
Or someone else.
But they'd have to, it's to change the broadcast.
It's not anybody from like Sword or anybody, because, you know, we'll find out later what happened.
But then they just throw Vision in at the end. So I'm guessing that just because he's not.
Yeah. We're just trying to focus on Wanda right now. You know, with the whole thing going on, because, you know, like I said before, this currently the show has two fronts to it. You have the magic and the science, WandaVision. So, you know, we got that two sides. So, of course, right now the TV show is focusing on the magic side.
Yeah.
So
we learned right after that also the broadcast is down, but yet it was confusing because they were still filming and it's still set in the 2000s and Wanda's still talking to us. So my question is, why, if the broadcast is down, why are they doing like another episode?
I don't know. I mean, you know? It's like us, you know, like what I think is that they never meant the sitcom to be out there anyway.
Yeah.
To be broadcasted anyway. They're just doing it for fun. And we find out later who's probably really creating this sitcom. Mm-hmm. And they're just doing it to try to keep Wanda involved, I guess, and trying to into it, I guess.
Okay.
So, which is interesting why she would like want to do the sitcom. Cause like, it's just really like, why would you want to do sitcom if you have your own suburban life?
Yeah, that is true. Plus, she does.
The twins being born into a sitcom, I wonder what they think about it.
And she wasn't even alive for like the 50s, 60s, or the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was born in the 90s. So,
oh, dang, or the 80s. So, yeah. It's just weird why. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know. It's really crazy. And then, you know, it's just, wow.
So then it cuts outside to Hayward.
Yeah. And he is planning something. And we find out that, you know, they can't see the broadcast that's going on. But he's planning something and they're getting ready to move out today. And I think we'll see that in the finale. I don't think it'll be next episode.
Okay.
But I think it'll be finale, and the whole like next little bit is going to take place in one day.
So, okay. In one day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause there's many scenes left that, you know, the clothes Wanda's wearing at the end of this episode is the same, you know, thing she's wearing in scenes we haven't seen before.
Ooh.
So she's going to be wearing the same thing in the next couple episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'd be really interesting.
And in the trailer too, we saw like the helicopter, like, flying.
We're going to see a lot of cool stuff in the next couple of episodes. Okay, that's for sure.
Okay.
And then it cuts over to Vision. He just wakes up and he's in this midst of a carnival Wanda created after expanding the hex. The sword turned into the carnival. And then we see the team up I always wanted to see, Darcy and Vision.
Dude, it's so funny because she's tied to the jug.
She thinks he's hitting on her.
Yeah.
And she's just like,
he's like, we had an unspoken like understanding.
And she was like, buddy.
She's like, hard pass.
That was very funny.
But yeah.
And then he woke her and she was like, whoa. And then they kind of get together and they're like, I'll tell you what's really happening. Dude, trying to do my best here.
One thing I thought was kind of odd, that acrobat, you know, that runs up to him, he has this big belt on and there's a big S in the front of it. And it's clearly shown like 3 or 4 shots. So I'm pretty sure there's some significance to the big S on the acrobats because we don't know the name of the circus. So I'm guessing like it's a character or a town or something.
Sword. They were sword.
Bro.
They were sword.
Or maybe.
They turned into this.
I know, but that's like almost too obvious, it seems.
I mean, they put every detail for purpose, but I feel like they wouldn't go into detail that hard.
That's what
when
I'm
it's
saying.
Just sword agents that turned into this. So it's probably.
I wouldn't put it past them.
I wouldn't put it past them at all because they can do some crazy crap. But we've been wrong about some stuff. So,
oh, bro. But we've been right about a lot of
We
stuff
have
too.
Been right a lot along.
We'll get to all the stuff we're right
we
about
will.
Later. but then it cuts back to Wanda and she's talking with Billy. Then Billy, you know, asked her what Pietro meant about re-killing dad.
Yeah.
And Wanda's like, that man is not your uncle. And she's like 100% convinced.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that, you know, after Pietro said that and she blasted him, she was 100% sure that it wasn't because. The actual Quicksilver wouldn't know that, you know, Aaron Taylor Johnson died. What was it, like 2014?
2015.
And he had just been brought back.
Yeah.
So there's no way he would have a knowledge of Vision's death.
And she probably, like, after she blasted him and stuff, she probably, like, regained some of her memory and stuff. And she's like, yeah, I know.
This is definitely not.
And then she doesn't care where Vision is because, like, every time they try to ask, you want to go find Vision? They're like, I can't control him.
Yeah. If he wanted to be here, you know, he would.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she says everything's meaningless.
Yeah, and she has no answers.
To her kids.
She literally says it. She has no answers, and she feels meaningless. Wow.
Dude, I felt so, so bad for her. Mm-hmm. I thought Elizabeth Olsen did a great job kind of portraying.
The acting this episode was amazing of Elizabeth Olsen.
Dude, sure. I loved it. It was so good.
And then it goes to Agnes comes in and she's like, I'll take the boys off your hands for you so you don't have to worry about them. And she's like, thank you, Agnes. And then they're like, we have to go. And they're like, yes.
She's like, don't worry, I don't bite. And then it cuts to her. She's like, I did bite a kid once. So, which was hilarious.
That was so funny. I laughed really hard. It was definitely significant.
I'm telling you guys right now, you're hearing this first. Agnes is a spider that bit Peter Parker. That gave him his powers.
If you believe that, you are just wrong.
We obviously know that. Actually, no, we don't. But she was a spider.
No.
Maybe she was.
She didn't bite Peter Parker and turn him into
Spider-Man. Maybe she bit Peter Piker. Peter Piker?
Who the heck is Peter Piker?
I don't know. He picked a bunch of pickled peppers.
What was that?
I don't know.
Peter. Okay, back on topic. It's not that. Okay. So let's move on.
We'll see.
So she did bite a kid once. That was weird.
Yeah.
And then we'll go into that a little later.
The mole, bro.
I think there's significant.
I think there has to be some significance.
I don't think so, just because, like, I feel like it was just kind of put in there just because why not? Because, like, I don't see any way that could be.
I know, but I thought it was just kind of odd that she offered to both the kids and to Wanda to take a look at it. I was like, either she's just being like really overbearing,
yeah,
or there's maybe a little significance, but I don't know. Maybe it's probably nothing.
I don't think it's anything, but I could be wrong. And then it cuts to Monica and Jimmy riding out, and they got the email from Darcy about Hayward's project, Cataract, a word similar to Vision. Which is why Hayward wants Vision's body, because he was trying to bring him back to life to utilize him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bro.
Use him as a weapon.
That's not good.
Another Hayward bad guy mojo.
Dude, I'm telling you, Hayward is definitely bad.
He is like, definitely bad.
He doesn't care about the citizens, man. All he wants is Vision.
And there's a theory going around. I don't think this is necessarily true, because I feel like it's too early, but there's a theory going around that the reason Hayward is it's possible, like one of Vision's body, is it's possible that it could be Vision's body could be developed into a sentinel, which as we know, sentinels are what are created to kill or find mutants in the X-Men universe. And they're possible, like, you know, this could be like, you know, used for sentinels. But I think it's a little too early for that. I mean, I think it'll happen inevitably, but like, it's too early for Sentinels at this point in time. But it's possible that he could be the groundwork for a Sentinel.
You know what my theory about Hayward is? I think he's Ultron.
Like we mentioned last time.
Bro, I'm telling you. Listen,
I think he's Ultron.
Listen up. There's no way that he is not Ultron.
I agree 100%. Because if you've seen like the cartoon Avengers Assemble, there is a scene where this government official turns into Ultron, and it's like just like, you know, Hayward, everybody's theorizing. And then after every episode of WandaVision, what's the thing suggested to watch?
Age of Ultron. Yeah, and now that, you know, Ultron's body been scrapped, the next best possible body would be a Vision's. Human one. Yeah.
Or, you know,
would be Vision's after Vision human because he's one. Stronger. So,
yep.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I do genuinely think he is Ultron.
Ooh. Then it kind of shows Wanda back in her house. And we see the plant that Agnes originally brought to her. Like, I forget what it was, but changes to the plant. Mm-hmm. And then all the furniture and
everything
stuff
starts,
changes
it just goes
too.
Hectic.
So it's keep it on showing berserk. That, you know, she's kind of losing her grip on everything.
She definitely is. Like, she's just, she's 100%. Lost it. I mean, we'll wait and see, because we know what's, you know, inevitably going to happen is she's not going to be able to get Vision. Something might happen to her twins.
Yeah.
And she's just going to go berserk. Ballistic, and I can't wait for that to happen, because it's inevitable. Like, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited to see that.
I was kind of disappointed to see who Monica's contact was.
I was too. We cut to that. But that is not our fault. A lot of people are blaming, you know, WandaVision for that. But it's not our fault, because we're the ones who hyped it up. But
sorry.
Yeah, I know. You know, not us. You know, everybody.
Oh, never mind. We're not sorry.
But it was disappointing. But we haven't met the aerospace engineer yet. We just met, you know, her contact. And I think we will meet them. And could it be Reed Richards? It could be. I hope it is. And then there's someone else that I just recently thought about. It could be. Maybe it's Hank McCoy, otherwise known as the Beast in the X-Men. And he's, you know, very smart and engineer-like.
Bro, he's very smart.
And he has to do with Wanda and Scarlet Witch. And that would make sense as well. Bring him in.
I didn't think about that.
Hank McCoy. I feel like it would be possible as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we get to see Major Goodner. As far as I know, there's no significance with her. Nothing. But she gets the vehicle that Monica requested. Yep. Obviously, doesn't make it through.
It does not. I mean, they go, they're trying their best, but, you know, it's just so powerful and strong. It spits it right back out. And then Monica's like, has this epic moment. I love this moment. Monica's like, I'm doing it. I'm going to go for it. And then she runs and just, you know, runs her way through the hex. And then as she's going through the hex, this really, really cinematic sequence, superhero sequence, that was really awesome. It reminded me a lot of Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Like, you know, them getting their abilities. Reminded me a lot of that, like, from the comics and older movies.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was going through, you could see, like, her spreading apart, like, her breaking apart.
Like, into the four different people.
Like, you know, one being, like, a possibly changing realities, one being, like, her old spacesuit, one being her now and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you hear voices in the background. You hear Fury, you hear Captain Marvel, and you hear her mother, Maria Rambeau, and then all of them, you know, talking about, it was a scene from Captain Marvel. I was talking about, like, you know, how she was talking with her mom. She's like, hey, you can't go to space, you know? Mm-hmm. And then Fury's like, if you want a space, you better learn to glow. And then, you know, you have Captain Marvel be like, you're the strongest kid I've ever met. And you can, you know, do whatever you feel, you know, you can do anything.
Yeah.
And then she busts out of the, you know, whole reality, blue eyes glowing, and has that whole superhero sequence, superhero so stance. Cool. Really, really cool.
She's Spectrum.
She is Spectrum. 100%. Or Photon. It could be either one of those. I don't think it'd be Captain Marvel.
Well, I love her origin's so cool.
It was a really cool origin, and I really respected how they did it. And then, you know, she could see all the radio waves and all the waves around her. And that was energy. Really cool. And then she could turn that on and off. So I thought that was a pretty cool sequence. Really, really cool.
Moving on now, it kind of cuts to Vision and Darcy, and they're leaving the circus. And the first two questions that Vision asks Darcy is, number one, are my kids safe? Number two is, who is that imposter, Pietro?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, all right? How does he know that Pietro is an imposter?
I have zero. He didn't, no way.
He didn't interact with him in Age of Ultron. He's been gone the whole time, so he hasn't talked to Wanda. Because Wanda knows that he's an imposter, but Vision doesn't. And we never see anything in the Halloween episode that would suggest that Vision knows.
No, and he hasn't he's been an imposter. Back.
So I don't know if that's like a writing error or... it's just like some really sneaky detail that we missed.
I feel like it just seems so out there that he would know that unless Darcy like mentioned it to him real quick that he was a fake Pietro. But like, it's just, I don't think it would be a writing error, but it could have been. I don't want to say that, but it could have been.
I mean, I doubt it after all the stuff we've seen so far, but
I don't know. It was just really weird to me.
Yeah. And then moving on to Wanda again, it shows everything fritzing out. It shows the bird from the 70s.
And then everything's freaking out. Everything. And then it cuts to her, you know, talking like, this is like crazy. I don't know what's happening. And then you hear the producer's voice go, you think this is maybe what you deserve?
Mm.
And then we find out later who that is, but we're not going to say that now because we'll wait for the end. But wow. And then she's like, you're not supposed to talk. And
yeah, you're
like,
not supposed to. That was weird, man.
You think this is maybe what you deserve. Mm. That's interesting. That's got to be significant. So something happened between the two.
Ooh.
So we'll see that.
And then it moves on to the Nexus.
To the Nexus commercial. What's commercial about depression, oddly enough. It was about depression.
So what does Nexus, Michael, stand for in the Marvel Universe?
So Nexus has two meanings in the Marvel Universe. The first meaning, multiple realities in the universe, the multiverse, meaning the multiple different realities of the universe. And the other one being the science aspect. Like I said, this show has two fronts.
Yeah.
The science aspect, which was Nexus, was the company, the organization that helped create Vision in South Korea in Age of Ultron.
Really?
And Nexus was the name of that company.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, it's literally got two exact fronts, like we're saying this show is. Huh. So it's really cool.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And then we cut over to Agnes's house. And the boys are sitting with her, and they're like, oh, we like it here, Agnes. And then Billy's like, you're quiet. You're quiet inside.
Like nothing.
And then she, at this point, she like backed up, and she was like, what? And then she was like looking both at him. She's like,
Her fake laugh is being all Agnes,
you know.
Dude, that part was weird.
It was weird.
But yeah, and then it cuts, after we see Monica's whole origin.
Yep.
We see
she confronts Wanda.
We see Darcy. Well, first Darcy tells Vision everything, and it's funny. He's like, "So I died. Like, did it work at least?" And so that part was like, pretty funny.
No.
Just Darcy recapping everything.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody is trying to block Vision and Darcy from getting to Wanda.
First with the
red lights,
the red light, and then with the kids
construction. Then the kids. So someone's trying to block you know, him from Wanda. Vision thinks it's Wanda blocking him. I definitely don't think it's Wanda. There's someone else that we'll talk about. But then, of course, we see Monica then finally goes to confront Wanda.
But before we see that, she takes one of those Nexus pills, which is pretty significant, too. Mm-hmm.
Because she's depressed.
Yeah. Oh, she's very depressed.
Yep. And then Monica busts in, and Wanda and her have this whole, spill out.
Mm-hmm.
And, Wanda's getting very angry. She's pushing her out, tries to push her to the ground. Doesn't work. She tried to push her all the way down, but she stops herself. Wanda's like, what?
Yeah, that was exactly what happened in Civil War when Wanda takes Vision and throws him through the ground. I missed it the first time my sister pointed it out to me. But yeah, that was crazy, using her light powers to kind of stop it. And Wanda looks so surprised. Like, it zooms in on her face, and she's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty powerful.
It was really powerful. And then she makes a connection with Wanda finally this time. And, Wanda's being hesitant and actually listening this time. Agnes sees this and comes to Wanda and takes Wanda away.
Yeah, she did not want her talking with her.
And during this whole scene, there was the mailman and Dottie we saw. And Dottie we hadn't seen in a while.
Like, just 1 second of Dottie.
Just 1 second of Dottie looking up. And we haven't seen her in a while. There's something significant about Dottie. She's a
big character.
She's somebody.
Big character.
And the mailman, dude, you had a theory about.
All right, listen, bro, I know, Michael, you said he's been identified, but I'm convinced that he's a major character. Because if you look at his hat, bro, there is a rabbit on his hat. Just like Senor Scratchy, who I think is also going to be very big. But we'll get to that later. And then on his shirt, it says the word presto, which is really only used by magicians.
Yeah, true.
So I definitely...
It's true. And the fact that he was there, I just don't know, because of the fact of him being identified.
And like right after, too, it shows his boxes. And this shows Fragile as Wanda's being taken away by Agnes, kind of like... And showing her feelings.
She's very fragile. Yeah, very, very fragile.
So, dude, I'm telling you,
it's possible.
I really think him and Dottie are very big characters.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dottie is significant. Very, very significant.
Very significant.
All right. Then we get to the epic, awesome part, right?
Ooh.
So Wanda goes over to Agnes's house and notices, first off, she notices the twins are missing because she sees half-eaten peanut butter jelly sandwiches
and the TV's still on.
And there's nobody to be found. She looks over. She sees a fly or cicada something on the wall.
And Senor Scratchy.
And Senor Scratchy's to her other side. So this is my thing. This is, us theorizing real quick. The fly, the first time Mephisto ever shows up in the comic books, he shows up as a fly.
Ooh.
So this is possible significance. And I know everybody's theorizing everybody's Mephisto at this point. Everybody thinks everything. And now I'm adding a fly to the list. But, that is pretty significant. He showed up as a fly in the first comic book he showed up in. And then, let's talk about Senor Scratchy's the bunny. There's many theories going around. One theory is that he is actually Doctor Strange.
Huh. So
I don't believe this.
How would Doctor Strange be a rabbit, though?
They think... the theories I've heard in the red, they think that, Doctor Strange, this whole thing, messing with reality and stuff, this would be something Doctor Strange would go to instantly and not be hesitant about, but then come in and, try to stop it, but like somebody else stopped him.
Bro, here's my theory on the rabbit. I think the rabbit is a person turned into a rabbit. Well, obviously it's a rabbit. But that is actually Jimmy Woo's missing person. And that's what... he came there for.
Yeah.
And that would make sense with like why they haven't heard from this person in so long. Because rabbits can't talk.
And the rabbit is definitely a human.
Yeah. Like the rabbit is in like every episode, it seems like.
And there's a theory we have. We don't think this is real, but this is our theory that maybe his contact is Phil Coulson. Ooh. Agent Phil Coulson.
Maybe.
Because he's supposed to be dead. So him being in the witness protection program and after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. basically being decanonized, him being the contact would make sense. I don't think it is, but I think it would make pretty sense.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if Coulson was. It would be really
cool. And then he just pops up after being a bunny.
Either that or another really big theory that holds a lot of, not a lot of weight, but it might be Nicholas, who is...
Nicholas Scratch, her son.
Agnes's son.
In the comic books, yeah.
I don't know, though. I probably doubt it.
Or it could be Ralph. Like we said, her husband Ralph, turned into a bunny. So I guess we will definitely see in the next coming episodes.
Hmm.
And then You know, Agatha or Agnes goes that she's in the basement, or the twins are probably in the basement playing.
Yeah.
And they go down to the basement. Like, Wanda goes down the basement. Very, very Stranger Things vibes.
It's creepy, man. They're
very, very creepy.
They're like, she the woods walks, on the walls. Yeah,
and she walks into this room, and there's skulls in a cabinet. And
it's
all
like
this
skeletons
creepy
stuff. And stuff. Yep.
And then she sees this book, and the book is more than likely probably the Darkhold or the Book of Sins, which is used for, like, dark magic and used in the dark world.
Yeah.
And then the big ultimate reveal occurs. Agnes comes in and reveals she is Agatha Harkness.
We were right.
We were right.
Ever since, like, the first episode.
I mean, it was obvious. I mean, she was
everybody,
Agatha Harkness.
They did a great job throwing us off the trail,
they
though, with the Halloween.
They did an amazing job. Her Catherine Hahn's acting was amazing to throw us off.
Because Disney almost made it too obvious. And
then they threw us off in the 80s episode, too.
Yeah, and in the scene that we see later, they do a great job of trying to convince
us that.
They did an
amazing job.
You know, she wasn't Agatha.
Because at first we were full-fledged, like, you know, she's fully aware. She's, you know, everything.
And then after the Halloween, it was like, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. You know, who is she? I definitely still thought she was Agatha Harkness, but maybe she's just trapped in the Hex. But now we know for sure that she has some say in what's going on as well.
Mm. And then we see she's wearing a brooch.
Yes. It has three people on
it. It's three people. It looked like three earlier. It looked like three sisters.
Yes.
So I don't know if that stands for, like, three witches, maybe her, possibly, Wanda, maybe Dottie.
Maybe Dottie or something else.
Or something else. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, or I guess we'll see in the future.
And then she walks down holding Scratchy too, which
she
seems
does,
really weird.
She's just
stroking him.
Stroking him and, like, having him. She's, like, got a hold on him.
Yeah,
so,
like,
that's
not
letting
him go.
Yep. And then we see my favorite theme song in the whole show, all Agatha All Along, very Munsters is what it was like, the Munsters theme song. And it showed everything she'd done. She literally changed the color to black and white. She was the
she
one
came
who did
down,
that.
Instantly changed it.
She came
but
down,
but no one noticed
down.
It. So, like,
no,
that's really
because,
weird.
You know, she was probably the one controlling a lot of the people.
Huh.
You know, using like when Vision brought back Norm in the office. And he was mentioning, she's controlling me, you know, get her out of my head. I think that was Agatha, not Wanda. Not Wanda. I think it was definitely Agatha.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she was the one doing this. I do think that Agatha is the one changing the decades now.
Okay.
I believe that. I think it makes sense because she'd be the one doing that because Wanda wouldn't
be. Yeah, she's a witch and she's older. So she would have lived through the 50s, 60s, 70s.
She's at least 500 something years old.
Whereas Wanda's character, you know, was born in what, like the early 90s?
Yeah.
So that would make perfect sense.
It would make a lot of sense.
But I just don't know why, though.
I know.
She would.
But it was really interesting that she would do that. And then, you know, it's revealed that she was controlling Pietro.
Yep.
And who is Pietro? I don't know. Is he?
I don't know.
There's theories going around that he's her son, Nicholas Scratch.
Yeah, he might be Nicholas.
But she's controlling him. So I'm not sure. Maybe it's Nightmare, like we said before. Maybe he's, you know, turning into Nightmare.
Yeah.
Or maybe he is somebody completely different. Or maybe it is Pietro pulled from the X-Men reality. She used him. But I don't
Do you think she just pulled Aaron Taylor Johnson from the dead and kind of changed his appearance?
I don't think that's what she did.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong, but, like, I don't think that's what she did.
You keep on going, Michael.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's just that whole Agatha All Along segment had me in shock. I was like, wow, this all makes sense now that she was doing this. And then the final segment, she also killed Sparky.
Yeah.
Wow, that was sad.
I don't know why she would want to kill Sparky, though.
I guess just to get in their heads and kind of make them sad.
But we know that, like, her game was to get Vision away. Yeah. So everything that Agnes had been doing was to try to separate, Wanda and Vision. She was trying to convince Vision the whole time that it was Wanda
doing everything.
What was my favorite scene in all that was when it was showing that she was pretending to be aware.
Yep, she
right in that car.
She was pretending to be frozen, but she
but she wasn't.
Never was
she
frozen.
Was faking the whole time, which we called it. We're like, dude, I called that. I said, I think she's faking, bro. Yeah. And she was, obviously.
I didn't know. That was, I mean, it was so crazy. And then, you know, it cuts after the whole Agatha All Along sequence, and we're like, dang, you know, this is it.
Yeah.
And then there was finally an end credit scene in this episode, and it was Monica snooping around Agatha's house and trying to find, you know, Wanda and get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she opens the basement doors and sees, you know, the purple, like, wood, like, on the vines, like, on the wall, and her eyes go purple. So she's under Agatha's spell at that point. And then she turns around and we see Pietro, or Evan Peters, I guess we'll call him. And he comes up behind her and said, Snooper's going to snoop. And then it ends.
Ooh.
So there's so much.
Dude, I wonder what happened to Monica. And I wonder who is Pietro. Are my two biggest questions.
Yeah. And we will definitely see, hopefully in the next episode. I definitely think this next episode will be going back in time and showing how everything happened, and then we'll have the big finale. Yeah. I'm not sure, so don't hold me to that. And I think definitely these next two episodes will be a lot longer.
I'm so excited.
I hope.
Because according to Kevin Feige, there'll be at least another like 2.5 hours. Because he said the total runtime was, what, about 6 hours? And we've only seen about 3.5. So I'm excited to see a lot more content coming up.
Yep. And we're super excited to break this down for you and to do more. Episode 8 coming out next week. We're super excited. And thank you all for listening. We love you, 3000.